Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 2nd of September. The far-right AfD won the popular vote in the German regional election of Thuringia, although they are very unlikely to form the state government. This, along with high levels of support for both AfD and the far-left BSW in East Germany, is a reminder that prejudice politics is an ongoing and widespread issue. Major structural change in an economy creates fears around security of jobs, income, and, perhaps most importantly, social status. Inevitably, in an industrial revolution, there is an upheaval across society, and some people will find their positions declining in relative, if not in absolute terms. The causes are complex, but people crave simplicity, and one of the simplest ways of handling this sort of change is to find a scapegoat to blame, wrongly, for what is happening. That then encourages prejudice politics, sometimes sanitized under the label of populism. This is a very important, though perhaps not an urgent, issue for investors. Prejudice politics is economically damaging, but the damage is generally to long-term trend rates of growth. Prejudice prevents the right person being employed in the right job at the right time. In normal circumstances, that undermines productivity. In the current period of structural change, that prevents the benefits of the new technology being implemented fully. It's always how technology is used that matters, not the technology itself. There is a risk of a vicious spiral developing here. The more prejudiced an economy is, the less technology benefits the economy overall, and the more likely it is that scapegoat economics will then increase. Starting this period of structural change with prejudice politics is therefore concerning. One specific, though common, manifestation of prejudice politics is economic nationalism. That has also been on display over the weekend with tensions between Japan and China. China is threatening severe economic retaliation against Japan if Japan blocks the sale of chip-making equipment to China. That's something that the US is advocating. This is something that potentially has short-term investment implications. It could be thought of as a form of possible economic sanction or extreme tariffs. However, as with most sanction and tariff measures, the economic effect will erode over time. With the US off celebrating the fact they don't know how to spell labour correctly, there is relatively little on the data calendar. Assorted manufacturing sentiment opinion polls are due from the European area. With limited other data, these will get more attention than they deserve. Italian producer prices figures are also due. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.